There were 10 generations from the times of Adam HaRishon until Noah. Lehodia, this teaches us kama erech hapayim lefanav, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an erech hapayim, is slow to anger and to punish the Rishon. Shekoa doros hayu machisen ubam, all the generations after the times of Noah were angering HaKadosh Baruch Hu and continued to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achehevi aleim es me'amabo until HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally brought on the people the me'amabo in the times of Noah. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited a long time to see if they would do tshuva. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is erech hapayim and wants the Rishon to do tshuva. So too we should not get despondent in this gullus that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a very long malchus to the malchus Edom and has not punished them until now. We should not say that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't punished them until now, he will not punish them. And just like eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the world in the times of Noah, so too the malchus Edom will finally fall when Mashiach comes. Asara doros me Noach vad Avram. There were 10 generations from the times of Noach until Avram Avinu. Lahodia kama erech hapayim lefanav. This also teaches us how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is erech hapayim. As eventually, when Avram Avinu came along, he filled all the chesronos in the world. He made up for all the averos that were done. Until then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not punish the Rishon at all. Shekoa doros hayu machisen ubam. All the generations from the times of Noah until Avram Avinu were angering HaKadosh Baruch Hu and continued to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achaba Avram v'kibo alav schar kulon. Until Avram Avinu came along, and he did mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and made up for all the averos that were done until then, and he was mekabel schar. All of the schar that everybody else would have gotten had they done mitzvos, he received the schar of everybody. As each person, when he is created, is given a chelek in Gehenim and a chelek in Gan Eden. If he is zocha, he is mekabel his schar in Gan Eden. If he is not zocha, then the tzaddik comes along and takes his chelek in Gan Eden. Therefore, Avram Avinu took all the portions of Gan Eden of all the people until his time. Masechet Avos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, Asar Nisyonos Nisnasa Avraham Avinu Olav HaShalom V'Amad V'Kulam. Avraham Avinu was put up to 10 tests by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he held fast at all of them. He passed all of these tests and was not a hearer, Acher Midoso. He had no improper thoughts about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though he was put up to 10 tests, he still held fast with his Emunah. What were these 10 tests? The first test was that he was thrown into the fire by Nimrod and Orkastum, and he was Moser Nafsho Afdusha Shmo Yisbara. The second test was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha Me'artucha Me'moladetcha. The third test was that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go to Eretz Yisrael, there was a Rav in the Eretz, and he was forced to leave the land and go to Mitzrayim. The fourth test was that Sari Imenu was taken by Paro. The fifth test was that Lot was captured, and Avraham Avinu was forced to fight four Malachim. And he had a moon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and went and fought them, even though he had only 318 people on his side against four powerful malachim. The sixth test was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu by the Brit Bein Besarim, Ki ger yi ez arecha. The seventh test was that he was forced to be Megarish and send away Hagar. The eighth test was that he had to send away also his son Yishmael. The ninth test was that when he was 99 years old, he had to do Bris Milah. And the tenth and final and most important test was the Akedah. And because of the schus that Avraham Avinu was willing to be moser the nefesh of his son by the Akedah, we are still eating the schar of that nisayon. Lehodia kama chibaso sh'Avraham Avinu olav hashalom. What can we learn from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put Avraham Avinu to all these tests with how much Avraham Avinu was dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put him to these tests to show the world that Avraham Avinu was steadfast in his amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu.